Hey guys, what's up? My name's Ines. I write kissing books, and today, having a bit of a breakdown, because there was a number 9 on that potion I just drank. I think I'm about to fall in love. Let me break it down for you. I've been studying romantic comedies, trying to figure out what makes them funny. I found it's not the jokes, it's the deceptions, and today we're going to take a look at the magic potion deception. The magic potion deception in romantic comedies involves characters who either possess supernatural abilities or are subject to magical interference, which they must conceal from others. The magic serves as both a catalyst for the character's romantic journey and a metaphor for the enchanting, unpredictable nature of love itself. The challenge of hiding their magical reality adds a layer of complexity to their relationships, enriching the narrative with humor, whimsy, and a touch of wonder. Types of magic could be time manipulation, where characters have the ability to manipulate time, either by turning back the clock, speeding it up, or repeating specific moments. Invisibility, where a character can become invisible at will or due to a magical mishap. They might use this ability to learn more about their love interest or to get out of awkward situations. Body swapping, where characters magically swap bodies with someone else, leading to a host of comedic moments as they navigate their new identities and try to keep the switch a secret. Mind reading, where they have the ability to hear others' thoughts. Supernatural transformation, where characters undergo a supernatural transformation, such as becoming a mythical creature or acquiring an enchanted attribute. Magical objects, where characters come into possession of a magical object with romantic implications, such as a love potion or an enchanted piece of jewelry that affects their relationships. Enchanted realms, where characters can access magical or enchanted places. They must keep this ability a secret while navigating their dual lives, leading to humorous slip-ups as they juggle their mundane and their magical responsibilities. One of my favorite movies is a little movie called Love Potion Number 9, starring Sandra Bullock and Tate Donovan, but I'm assuming most people haven't seen it, but I bet you've seen The Little Mermaid. But what about Splash? What? I'm an 80s kid. Splash is a romantic comedy that tells the story of Alan Bauer, played by Tom Hanks, and Madison, played by Daryl Hannah, who is secretly a mermaid. Alan, a successful but somewhat unfulfilled businessman in New York, has always felt a strange connection to the sea, stemming from a childhood incident where he mysteriously was saved from drowning by what he believed was a young girl. Alan's longing for a meaningful connection and a sense of belonging is evident in his mundane life, marked by a series of unfulfilling relationships and a job that, while successful, doesn't truly satisfy him. His need, though he might not fully recognize it, is to find true love and rediscover the sense of wonder and magic that he experienced as a child. Alan's wound is rooted in the loss of his parents and the emotional void it created, leading to a fear of truly opening up and being vulnerable for fear of experiencing further loss. This fear has shaped his identity as a pragmatic and somewhat cautious man, keeping his deeper desires and the pain of his past carefully hidden. Madison, on the other hand, is a mermaid who rescues Alan once again when he falls into the ocean as an adult. Her longing is to explore the human world and understand the complexities of human life and love, a fascination sparked by her brief encounter with Alan when they were both children. Her need is to find a place where she belongs, bridging the gap between her undersea world and the human world she's drawn to. Madison's wound is less explicit, but can be inferred from her solitude and the sense of isolation that comes from being different. Her fear is discovery. If her true identity as a mermaid is revealed, she risks losing her chance at love and acceptance in the human world. The story unfolds as Madison makes her way to New York, finding Alan and beginning a whirlwind romance. Her lack of familiarity with human customs leads to numerous comedic moments, from her naked stroll through New York to her childlike wonder at television. Despite these challenges, the connection between Alan and Madison deepens, with Alan rediscovering the joy and wonder he thought he'd lost. Splash utilizes the magic potion deception with Madison's secret mermaid identity, leading to a series of comedic moments as she navigates life in New York City and tries to conceal her true nature from Alan and everyone else. Some of these comedic moments include Madison's first steps into the world of New York, where her first encounter with the human world involves her emerging from the water at the Statue of Liberty, completely naked. Her lack of understanding about human clothing leads to amusing interactions with baffled onlookers and later with Alan. The bathtub transformation. Madison takes a bath in Alan's apartment and her legs transform back into a mermaid tail when submerged in water. Alan's near discovery of her secret as he innocently offers her a bath and later tries to enter the bathroom creates a tension-filled but humorous situation as Madison scrubs the water to hide her tail. The saltwater craving. Madison's unusual craving for salt, a nod to her oceanic origins, leads to a funny moment in a fancy restaurant where she dumps an excessive amount of salt on all her food, much to Alan's and the waiter's bemusement. The television fascination. Madison's childlike fascination with TV, particularly commercials, showcases her naivety about the human world and leads to lighthearted moments as she mimics what she sees on the screen, trying to blend in, but often missing the mark. These moments skillfully balance the comedic aspects of Madison's secret with the romantic and dramatic elements of the story. Madison can run, but when it rains, she's got to swim. The revelation of Madison's true identity as a mermaid serves as the dark moment of the film. This happens when her legs get wet out in public. Alan must decide whether his love for Madison can overcome the shock and betrayal he feels at her deception, while Madison must choose between her love for Alan and the safety of her true home in the sea. The magic happens when Alan accepts Madison for who she truly is. In the end, Alan's decision to join Madison in the ocean symbolizes his embrace of the unknown and his acceptance of true love, irrespective of the challenge. Ready for example number two? We're still in the 80s. Mannequin is a romantic comedy with a fantastical twist. The film follows the story of Jonathan Switcher, an artist and an idealist who struggles to hold down a job that satisfies his creative passions. His longing for a career where he can express his artistic talent is evident, but his need runs deeper. He seeks validation and purpose in his work, a way to make a meaningful impact. Jonathan's wound stems from the repeated rejections and failures he faces, which instill in him a fear of never achieving his full potential, leading him to doubt his path and his abilities. This fear defines his identity as a struggling artist, someone constantly on the verge of giving up on his dreams. Enter Emmy, a mannequin who comes to life, portrayed by Kim Cattrall. Emmy is no ordinary mannequin. She's the embodiment of an ancient Egyptian. When I was a kid, I thought she was Greek because she's not brown. During her time, she prayed to the gods to escape her time so that she could escape an unwanted marriage. Her longing is for freedom and love, desires that transcend time and space. Her need, however, is to fully experience life and love in a way that her previous existence didn't allow. Emmy's wound is her confinement, both in her past life and as a mannequin, a state that limits her from exploring the world and herself. She fears returning to a state of lifeless existence, losing her newfound freedom and the connection she shares with Jonathan. Emmy's identity in the modern world is that of an enigma, a spirited and vivacious being who inspires Jonathan and brings a magical quality to his life. The plot unfolds when Jonathan, feeling defeated by life's continuous setbacks, creates Emmy, a mannequin that he believes is his first true piece of art. When Emmy comes to life, only visible to Jonathan, she becomes his muse, as well as his confidant, helping him land a job at a struggling department store. Together, they revitalize the store with a dazzling window display, unwittingly making Jonathan the target of both admiration and envy. Their adventures are filled with humor and whimsy as Jonathan navigates the complexities of having a relationship with someone who is, to the rest of the world, a dummy. Emmy's magical nature leads to the numerous comedic situations, from Jonathan's attempts to hide her true identity from his co-workers and his girlfriend, to the overnight transformations of the store's window displays, which amaze and baffle onlookers. Mannequin uses the magic potion deception trope through Emmy's magical ability to transform from a mannequin into a living person, but only in Jonathan's presence. This premise sets the stage for numerous comedic moments as Jonathan navigates the challenges of interacting with Emmy, who is a mannequin to everyone else. Here are some other humorous situations that arise from that attempt to keep Emmy's magical nature secret. There's their first meeting, where Jonathan's initial shock and confusion when Emmy comes to life in front of him leads to a series of comedic exchanges as he tries to comprehend the situation. His disbelief and the ensuing dialogue provide early laughs and set the tone for the magical realism that defines this film. Jonathan is often seen talking and interacting with Emmy when she is in her mannequin form, leading to bewildered and amused reactions from passersby and colleagues. These moments highlight the absurdity of the situation, as he must constantly explain or disguise his behavior to those around him. Much of the film's humor comes from the overnight transformations of the department store's window displays. Jonathan and Emmy work together after hours to create elaborate setups, with Emmy magically assisting while in her human form. Several scenes involve close calls where other characters almost discover Emmy's secret. One notable instance is when the store's security guard and other employees nearly catch Jonathan with Emmy in her human form, leading to a frantic effort to return her to her mannequin state in time. Jonathan's relationship with Emmy leads to misunderstandings with his real-world love interest, Roxy. Roxy's jealousy and confusion over Jonathan's odd behavior and his apparent obsession with a mannequin creates tension, especially in scenes where Jonathan has to juggle his attentions between the two women. Mannequin culminates in a magical resolution where Emmy is permanently brought to life, allowing her and Jonathan to explore their future together. This ending encapsulates the essence of both characters, Jonathan's resilience and creativity, and Emmy's spirit and yearning for adventure. Their story is a testament to the power of love, imagination, and the pursuit of one's dreams, no matter how unconventional they may be. Let me bring you out of the 80s and closer to modern time with the film Penelope. Penelope is a modern fairy tale that intertwines themes of self-acceptance, love, and the breaking of curses. The story centers around Penelope Wilhern, born into a wealthy family, but afflicted by a curse that gives her the nose and ears of a pig. This curse, cast upon her family generations ago, can only be broken by being accepted for who she is by one of her own kind, assumed to mean someone of blue blood lineage. Penelope's longing is for acceptance and love, not just from a suitor, but from the world at large. She yearns to live freely, unburdened by the physical manifestations of her family's curse. Her need, however, goes deeper than the superficial desire to break the curse. She seeks to find self-acceptance and to define her identity on her terms, independent of societal and familial expectations. Penelope's wound is twofold: the physical curse that marks her as different, and the isolation it has forced upon her, leading to a life lived in the shadows, away from judgmental eyes of society. This isolation feeds into her fear of rejection, compelling her to hide away from the world and to doubt her worthiness of love and acceptance. Penelope's story becomes intertwined with that of Max, a down-on-his-luck gambler who, under the guise of a blue-blood suitor, is hired by a tabloid to photograph Penelope and expose her to the world. Max, however, is battling his own demons. His longing for redemption and a fresh start is evident as he grapples with the consequences of his past choices. His need is for forgiveness, both from others and from himself, and a chance to rebuild his life. Max's wound stems from his fall from grace, both personally and professionally, which has led him to a life of deceit and desperation. His fear is of facing the truth of his situation and the potential for further failure, which drives him to continue his charade and avoid confronting his issues. As Penelope and Max's relationship develops, they both start to see in the other what they have been unable to find within themselves: acceptance and understanding. Penelope, through her interactions with Max, begins to embrace her true self, finding courage in her uniqueness. Max, in turn, is inspired by Penelope's resilience and begins to confront her own feelings, finding in her the motivation to change. The turning point comes when Penelope, realizing she cannot base her self-worth on the acceptance of others, decides to reveal herself to the world and break the cycle of hiding in shame. This act of bravery not only helps to lift the curse, but also marks Penelope's transformation into a confident and self-accepting individual, embracing her identity beyond the physical curse. Max's journey culminates in his realization that true wealth and status come not from societal recognition, but from integrity and love. His decision to return and confess his true feelings to Penelope, rejecting the falsehoods of his past, signifies his acceptance of his essence, flawed, but striving for better. The film Penelope skillfully blends the magic potion deception trope with its unique storyline, leading to numerous comedic and touching moments as Penelope and her family attempt to navigate her life under the curse. Here's some of the humorous instances where the magic of Penelope's condition and the attempt to conceal it or break the curse lead to all the funny. The parade of suitors. The Wilhern family's desperate attempts to break the curse lead to a series of arranged meetings with potential blue blood suitors. The suitors' reaction upon seeing Penelope's pig-like features for the first time often result in over-the-top reactions, including jumping through windows and running out in terror, much to the family's chagrin. The surveillance setup. Penelope's parents go to great lengths to protect and hide her condition, including setting up a sophisticated surveillance system to vet suitors before they meet her. The elaborate lengths they go to, coupled with the suitors' varied reactions captured on camera, provide more humorous commentary on the absurdity of this situation. Then the meet cute with Max. Max is initially involved in a scheme to expose Penelope, but he finds himself increasingly drawn to her with each visit as he talks to her through a one-way mirror. There's a bit of identity deception here as he conceals his true intentions and his true identity, which you'll have to find out by watching the film. Penelope does reveal herself to Max. When she does, she takes his hesitation as rejection. But then she decides to go out and experience the world. This is halfway through the film because this is not only a rom-com, it's a film about inner transformation. The transformation revelation is when Penelope breaks the curse herself by realizing that she loves herself just the way she is. It's her self-worth that gets rid of her unwanted features. Penelope concludes with both Penelope and Max having undergone significant personal growth, united by their shared experiences of overcoming fears and embracing their true selves. Their love story transcends the fairy tale to deliver a poignant message about the power of self-acceptance, the beauty in diversity, and the transformative nature of love. Magic potion deceptions in romantic comedies like Splash, Mannequin, and Penelope offer love and acceptance through the lens of magical realism. Be it a mermaid, a mannequin, or a cursed woman, each film cleverly uses the magic potion deception to challenge characters to look beyond the surface, leading to comedic escapades and also touching revelations that celebrate love and the importance of loving oneself as their true essence. Do you want a more in-depth exploration of pacing? You should try out my Patreon pacing course, How to Write a Binge-Worthy Novel in 21 Days at anesswrites.com/PTP for Patreon pacing. You can also read more breakdowns and chat with others on my free Substack at anesswrites.substack.com. And if you are a paid subscriber to Substack, you can read along as I write my very first nonfiction book, patient or pacing, how to write a binge-worthy novel in 21 days. In the meantime, you go get them words and I'll try to keep it together until the next time we break it down. I'll see you then. Bye.